The fear is still there in her face, in her body. But why me? That makes no sense. Because you're amazing. Because you're kind to a random girl who just shows up at your school. Because you also want to be on the other side of the window, living life instead of just thinking about it. Because you're beautiful. Because when I was dancing with you in Steve's basement on Saturday night, it felt like fireworks. And when I was lying on the beach next to you, it felt like perfect calm. I know you think that Justin loves you deep down, but I love you through and through. Enough! Rhiannon's voice breaks a little as she raises it. It's just enough, okay? I think I understand what you're saying to me, even though it makes no sense whatsoever. You know it wasn't him that day, don't you? I don't know anything. This is loud enough that a few people look our way. Rhiannon notices and lowers her voice again. I don't know. I really don't know. She's near tears. I reach out and take her hand. She doesn't like it, but she doesn't pull away. I know it's a lot, I tell her. Believe me, I know. It's not possible, she whispers. It is. I'm the proof. When I pictured this conversation in my head, I could imagine it going in two ways, revelation or revulsion. But now we're stuck somewhere in between. She doesn't think I'm telling the truth, not to the point that she can believe it. And at the same time, she hasn't stormed out. She hasn't maintained that it's just a sick joke someone is playing on her. I realize I am not going to convince her. Not like this. Not here. Look, I say, what if we met here again tomorrow at the same time? I won't be in the same body, but I'll be the same person. Would that make it easier to understand? She's skeptical. But couldn't you just tell someone else to come here? Yes, but why would I? This isn't a prank. This isn't a joke. It's my life. You're insane. You're just saying that. You know I'm not. You can sense that much. Now it's her turn to look me in the eye. Judge me. See what connection she can find. What's your name? She asks. Today, I'm Megan Powell. No, I mean your real name. My breath catches. Nobody has ever asked me this before, and I've certainly never offered it. A, I say. Just A? Just A. I came up with it when I was a little kid. It was a way of keeping myself whole, even as I went from body to body, life to life. I needed something pure. So I went with the letter A. What do you think about my name? I told you the other night, I think it's beautiful, even if you once found it hard to spell. She stands up from her chair. I stand up too. She holds there. I can tell there are lots of thoughts she's considering, but I have no idea what they are. Falling in love with someone doesn't mean you know any better how they feel. It only means you know how you feel. Rhiannon, I say. She holds up her hand for me to stop. No more, she tells me. Not now. Tomorrow. I'll give you tomorrow. Because that's one way to know, isn't it? If what you say is happening, is really happening, I mean, I need more than a day. Thank you, I tell her. Don't thank me until I show up, she says. This is all really confusing. I know. She puts on her jacket and starts heading for the door. Then she turns around to me one last time. The thing is, she says, I didn't really feel it was him that day. Not completely. And ever since then, it's like he wasn't there. He has no memory of it. There are a million possible explanations for that. But there it is. There it is. I agree. She shakes her head. Tomorrow, I say. Tomorrow, she says. A little less than a promise, and a little more than a chance.